Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim, Rambam, Hilchos Mamrim, Chapter 5, in the 12th and 13th Halacha. In B'siyata D'Shemaya, we saw Chiddush Gadol in the previous Shir. This is the fifth in our series. In the previous Shir, we saw that the reason the Rambam and the Rif say that if it's a father who's a Rasha, if a child is Mekalel, his father who's a Rasha, so it's Aser, but there's no Chiyuv. So we said, what's this middle ground? And we explained that the two aspects to the father, on one hand, he's a Rasha, so he's Eino Moise Oise Maise Amche. He's Eino Oise Maise Amche. And since he's Eino Oise Maise Amche, it's not that he can't be Chayuv, because he's like a non-Jew. On the other hand, he's your father. He's talking to your father. So, mitzad that, it's usher. You can't be chayiv, mitzad I know it's a maisa amcha, but you can't be off the hook because he's still your father. So those are the two aspects that we spoke about, the two parts. Ve'achshav anachom mitkadmim, shuv ze al pi torat, moreinu v'rabeinu, mo'or einenu, agon agodal, mufla v'amufla v'abdov etzat zel, v'ze matim me'od, l'ma shekotev ha'bach, בסימן ריש מם א' ובברכי יוסף שם בסעיף קטן ד' מהמדרש רבה בתחילת פרשת לך לך. So this stems nicely with the Bach in ריש מם א' the ברכי יוסף from the famous בקנת המדרש שאמר הקדוש ברוך הוא לאברהם לך אני פוטר ממצוות כיבוד אב ואם. Right, הקדוש ברוך הוא said to Avraham Avinu, you can leave your father and I'm pattering you from the mitzvah of kibud av v'em, and everything is going to be fine. You have nothing to worry about. V'lo asachel, but not other people. So, the aforementioned achronim say, "I terach ozer rosho." What do you mean, l'cha ani poiter? What does he need a special p'tur for? So, from Dante's Gedlingen, mikan afshal l'mod she tzich l'chabed abba rasha. Sarich l'chabed abba rasha. אז אין שם בדברי האחרונים בח ריש ממלף ברכי יוסף שם סיסיב קודם דל. אז מכאן אפשר למרות שאפשר צריך לכבד אבא רשע. בשיעורי ברכה ביורי דייה בסימן ריש ממלף סיסיב קטן א' הוא הביא את בשם הזוהר that Rochel Imenu was punished that she was mitzar lovan against the mitzvah of kibud av v'em. She had a mitzvah of kibud av v'em. She caused tzar to Lavan, her father, who wasn't one of the Lamed Vav Tzaddikim, to make an understatement. She was mitzar Lavan, she got punished. From this, the Shiur Bracha proves that there's a chiyuv gam ba'av rasha. V'zeh matim mod l'tvi dvareinu. Wait a second. Terach was a guy. Lavan was a guy. And if there's a chiyuv klapei a father who's a guy, Memela, there's a chiyuv klapei a father who's a rasha, because the mechayiv of a rasha is because he's a Yisrael. The reason you're chayiv to mechayiv a father who's a rasha is mitzvah that he's the problem with being a rasha is that he's not a Yisrael. A rosh is ain't always a maisa amchas, he's out of the am. So how then were Lavan and Torah, how was there a chiyuv kibud av v'em? The answer is because he's a father. Just like when he's a father, you have to mechabit him, even though they were goyim. So to a father's ain't always a maisa amcha, which makes him a b'chinas goy, you also have to mechabit him as father. So that fits nicely, that dovetails nicely with what we've been saying. That there's a mechayiv mitzad father, even if he's eno yisem ayse amcha, which is like a certain goyishkeit. Despite that, yechayiv mitzad father. Ufazeh, אפשר להתקדם הלאה ולראות את מה שאומר האור החיים הקודש בספר ראשון לציון, ביורה דעה, בסימן ריש מם א', שכתב שגם אם יש חיוב כיבוד אב ואם באב רשע, אין חיוב באב מומר. He says, even if there's a chiyuv al terusha, there's no chiyuv al mumar. Why is that? First of all, that doesn't stem, that doesn't dovetail to what we've been saying. Because the reason you're chayv ba'av rosha is because your father doesn't have to be Jewish. You're chayv mitzad that he's your father, not mitzad that he's Jewish. So a mumar also, you're chayv, even though he's Yotzei Mechal Yisro, but he's still your father. V'yesh la'arich b'zeh. Akoponim, that's the shita of the Rishon Letzion. The Rishon Letzion says that if the father is a mummer, even if you hold it as a chiyuv, the father is a rasha, if your father is a mummer, then there is no chiyuv kibud of v'aim. I once had a boy in camp, I remember. He had a European father. It's going back a good 40 years ago or so, maybe a little less. And I remember he said his father converted to Christianity. I was like, wow, that's weird. I wonder what ever happened to him. His father was an older man at the time, so 40 years later, I'm not so sure he's here anymore. But I hope that the story wasn't sure. I hope he came back to Yiddishkeit, or I don't know what. What a story. In any event, that's a father who's a mummer. So the Rishon Letzion says, you maybe have to mechabed. Your father's a mechal Shabbos chasham. Your father is a thief chasham. You have to mechabed. But according to those shittas, but not if your father is a mummer, not if he's an apostate Jew. So he asks on himself from Achov, that Eliyahu ran before Achov midin kibud melech, kibud melech. So mechitesi. Mechitesi has to be mechabed Achov, Ovid of Azar. So why does Eliyahu have to be mechabed midin melech? As bedat haRama mitachen kanal dechayev gam bekavod mumer. But chol hakapanim ikshem mizal das atur. So maybe according to the Rambam, you can explain that you're chayev if your father is a rasha, maybe you're also chayev if he's a mummer. But what about the two roles? You're not chayev if he's a rasha. Who holds his din aveso ma'isam chagam legabe kibud aveim? This is discussed by Rabbeinu and Bir Mirim that we spoke about in Chelek Aleph, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, and the Maharshan Zvachim. So you can tune into our Hilchos Malachim Shiurim. We discussed this in Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph. Akopanim, so how do you explain this according to the, how do you explain Eliyahu's being mechabed de l'achav? So based on what we said, since according to the Rif and the Rambam, we don't require that he has to be amcha for a chiyuv. And therefore, in other words, to be obligated to do so, you have to be honorim, even if he's not amcha. And that's why you're chayv if he's a rasha. So the Torah argues about a father, because he has to be amcha, he has to be Yisrael. But as we hopefully will explain in the future, but a chiyuv kavod melech, even if he's a goyish king, like we see them there in the sugya, that Moshe Rabbeinu was chayv and kavod paro. What's pshat? Moshe Rabbeinu is chayv and kavod paro. So the answer is that you have to mechayv, you're chayv to be a mechabit a goyish king. Anyway, he's not b'chalal amcha. So if you're chayv kavod melech rasha ka'achov, you're chayv k'melech kavod rasha ka'achov, just like you're chayv in a goyishe king. What's the difference? Forget about father. Father, maybe according to the Torah, he needs to be amcha b'seder, but not a king. King doesn't have to be amcha memeli. You're chayv in v'zeh rasha l'fizeh. Merabit bi'ur divrei harif. It says, as we learned in the Sugi in Sanhedrin, that a son can't be a shliach to give malchus to his father except a mesis and metiach. So you see that even though his father is a rasha, he's chayv malchus. It's not the son who's allowed to do it. So you see the son is mechayv, the father is a rasha. So we proved that it's talking about where the father did tshuva. That was a shtak akasha. Mir haben gefragt auf der Rief. I said that correctly. Yiddish is not my first language. My first language is baby talk. In any event, so we prove that it's talking about where the father did tshuva, because the Gemara there says, who gives you permission stop to hit a guy who's chayav malchus? So if he's a rasha, we're talking about where he didn't do tshuva. So what do you mean, who gave you permission? He's a rasha. If you have permission, no, some of them, you don't have permission. So maybe we're talking about where he did tshuva. And that's why you're not allowed to hit him. So your father's also talking about where he did tshuva. So what's the right? You have to be mechaber, the father is a rasha. That was what our kasha was. So we have to go back now to understand this raya. What's the etzem saras hamachlokas hamshulashes b'ini? So we saw in the sugya there, according to Rosh Hashanah, it's mutter. It's mutter legamre. There's a gemara on peheim and beis and sanhedrin. Remember, Rabbi Huna b'chein tan rishmal. L'chein emanat shidach lov lola kos v'lo kalo chutz meisim mediach. So that's where Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. But according to Rav Sheshes, it is mutter legamre. According to Rabbi Chizda, it's a chiyuv. And then the Rif holds that it's just aser. So we see here a machloket mishuleshet. We see a three-way machlokas. We see one opinion says completely mutter. Another opinion says chayiv. And then we paskin that it's aser. But there's no chiyuv misa. So what's this machlokes, this three-way machlokes? My svarat machloktam. As lafid v'reinu nerakach, the Rav Sheshes holds, Shakol she'ein chiyuv mitzad Yisrael, ein kan chiyuv mitzad Ovid. Rav Sheshes holds that it's not a chiyuv that he's because he's Yisrael, then it's also not a chayiv mitzad Ovid. In other words, eino ma'ase ma'ase amcho. So there's no chiyuv mitzad Yisrael, and memeila is no chiyuv mitzad Ovid. And since acher etiru mishum dekavod shemayim adiv, since you're allowed to lash somebody else, because kavod shemayim is preferable out kavod shemayim. So there's no iser machmas acher. So that's why there's no iser machmas someone else. That when he's not your father, there's no iser, like the Gemara says. It says who is matirit kavod shemayim adiv. So you see that it's kavod shemayim. There's no iser. So within the mahani hayatur kavod shemayim adiv lekabei aviv achrei shein kan iser mitzad Yisrael. So the same hetur that applies to other people to hit them also applies to your father. You're allowed to give him lashes as well, because kavod shemayim adiv. And therefore, it's not shver with the Aruch L'Neras and the Sugya, the Hamik She'ela, and Kuf Lamed Daled. Oz beis, de ma'oma reb sheshis v'achar mi'atiro, hachanam e'aviv v'reyach e'reinu el alav. So they ask, the Achronim ask, the Aruch L'Ner, the Hamik She'ela, the Netziv. Yaakov Yokel Etlinger. So he asks, I don't understand. They ask. Rosheshi says, as somebody else who was matirit, so they said, kavod shemayim adiv, so to by your father, kavod shemayim adiv. No, it's a big difference. Acher is only a lav, and the essay of Onesh is derech the lav, but a father is a lav sheshbo misa. It's not nitcha mipnei essay. So, madinyan, how can you compare what's the tushel between your father and another guy? Another guy is only alive, and your father is a chiyuv misa. So what are you comparing the two? The answer is that in the Gemara Ksubis 32a, it says that the lav of chabola is hutter mechol etzel beizin. Normally now that'll be yuchayvel bechaveru, but by a beizin is allowed to be yuchayvel hutter mechol. Obviously, a beizin is allowed to wound somebody. So we see it's not a gather of the chi. It's hutter mechol. There's no iser at all. If somebody's given malchus, there's no iser at all. The iser is only if you're moisif ala malchus she'enu mechuyev. But if he's mechuyev, there's no iser at all. Hutur mechlalo, it's permitted from its general prohibition. So So it's not a gather the chia that's totally by seder cholosei hutter of the gamri, but if so, it's shver ipcha. It's a love. It wasn't hutter bechlala. It was a sutta mechlala by a regular guy, not by your father. So how does Rav Sheshe say that from Acher you learn to the father? It's not a svar of kavod shemayim that's doche surim. That we can learn that it's also doche the yisur of Maka aviv because it's not a techiyah here. It wasn't usher in the first place l'gabe Acher, but l'gabe the father we have no heter. So mechi teis speaking in malchus to your father. So Rabbeinu discusses this in the Adam Melech and Perakei Alach Aleph. So based on what we explain now, we can say as follows. That according to Rav Sheshes, the issur of a father is Yisul Da'av Einu Ela K'sheyesh Gam Yisul Mitzad Yisrael. Kevin the Bachar Enersu Mitzad Yisul Me'elek Yisrael Tzala. The only time it's Asur Mitzad Acher is because it's Yisrael. But by Acher, there's no Asur Mitzad Yisrael Hoter Mechlala. That Isra Mitzad Yisrael was Hutter Mechlala, and the Mela, there's no Isra Legabe Yavu, was also Hutter Mechlala. And that Rav Chisda argues, says, nah. It's enough a Chiyuv Mitzad Av, you don't need a Chiyuv Mitzad Yisrael. It's enough to have a Chiyuv Mitzad Av. And Av wasn't Hutter Mechlala. And therefore he goes back to the original Isra, Chiyuv Misa. One strikes his father, or curses his father, and it's even if he's a Rasha. And on that, the Gemara concludes, "Sheomnam boiga misur demaki Yisrael kadei sheyisur mushlam ba'av." In order that it should be an isur mushlam, in order that it should be a complete isur, so he needs to be Yisrael, and if he's an osa maisa amcha, that doesn't have a gather of Yisrael. But a father below Yisrael, there's still a nisr midin chatzi shir, like we spoke about in the previous shir. It's a partial isr, in other words, mitzah that he's still your father, and therefore it's asr aval pater. So that's why we have this pshar, that's why we have this middle ground. Middle ground is because Rav Sheshe says that by Acher there's no Isser Mitzad Yisrael. By Acher there's no Isser Mitzad Yisrael. Because he's ain't also my Samcha. In other words, because it was Hutter Mechlala, because when he's Chayiv and Malkus, it's Hutter Mechlala, and therefore there's no Isser, and the same applies to the father. The other guy isn't considered a Yisrael, so to your father. We were matter the Isser of the other guy, we're also matter the Isser of the father. There's no Isser Mitzah, the other guy's a Yisrael. So the male is also no Isser Mitzah that your father is a Yisrael, and that is matter the father of the Gamre. If Chisda holds it's enough that he doesn't have to be your father. He doesn't have to be Yisrael. It's enough that he's your father, and therefore you're Chayiv. And the Pshari is that it's Chetzi Chetzi. He's Gam your father, and he's Gam your father, and he's Gam not a Yisrael. When he's Ein Osa Maisa Amcha. And Memela, the middle ground is, it's Aser, but there's no Chiv. Now the Sheiltis, Sheilta Kuf Lamed Daled, it says that the problem of the Shaila of his son, can he be a Shlich to give his father Malkus, is only if there's no one else to do it. But if there's someone else to do it, it's Pashit that it's Mutter. See there, see the Hamik Sheila. See the Kovetz Eretz Yivam, so it's Pegimel. Apparently, he didn't see the Shiltas. So, the Chor, we have to understand. If it's Mutter, if there's no one else around, so it must be the Gemara understands the Svara that there's no Chiyuv Ba'aviv, since there's no Chiyuv B'Yisrael. So, what's the Shaila? What's Bechal v'Shaila? If Pshat is if no one else around, then it might be mutter. When there's no one else around, it's Pashat that it's mutter. Then we understand the Svar already of there's no Chiyuv Ba'aviv kishein Chiyuv of Yisrael. So what's the Shaila Bechal? It should be mutter. No, the is only the Ikacher. Only if there is, the whole shaila is if there's someone else around. But if there's no one else around, then it's pashut that it's mutter. Ah, so the Gemara already understands the svara. If it's mutter when there's no one else around, then the Gemara already understands the svara that there's no chiv if your father's not, there's no chiv of mitzad Yisrael, there's also no chiv mitzad your father. And what's b'chal the shaila, even if there is someone else around? That's why it was Pashat to Rav Sheshes that it's Mutar Ba'aviv Lagamri, even if there is someone else around to do it. So it must be that exactly is the Shaila. If there's no Isser Mitzat Yisrael, is there still al kol panim an iser without a lav shalem? Is there some element of iser? V'kevin de lo hutter iser zed de'av aser. And since it wasn't permitted for the father, so it's still going to be aser, even without a lav shalem. But it's still going to be aser because, even though there's no Isser mitzad Yisrael, there's still going to be some element of Isser for your father. And therefore it's Aser. And therefore it's Melech Pasha that if there's no one else around, then the Isser is pushed away because of the mitzvah. And Al Kol Panim, we're not mivatel the mitzvah because of an Isser Ba'alma that's not Mamish Alav. And therefore it's only permitted if there's no one else around. Or there's no Isser at all, and then it's Mutar L'chatchila. We want to know if there's some element of Isser for our father. That's the Gemara Shaila. There's some element, if there's no one else around, then it's Pasha you're allowed to do it, but if because you have to do the mitzvah. But maybe if there's someone else around, since there's some element of Isser, you let the other guy do it. Or maybe no, even it's Mutar L'chatchila. And that Rosh Hashanah is Pasha, there's no Isser at all. We don't pass like that L'maskana, we say there is an Isser. So now we come back to the Rif, we can understand the Rif beautifully. The Raya of the Rif, from the fact that a father cannot be a Shliach, is not from the fact that it's Aser, even though he's a Rasha. Ain't a ben nasa shliach. The son can't be a shliach to give his father malchus. Ah, he's a rasha. It must be that you're allowed to give you don't have to be mechaved your father's ari. It must be you have to be mechaved your father's a rasha. Therefore, you're not allowed to give him malchus. That's what we thought the raya is, but that's not the raya. Why? Because it's very likely that it's talking about where he did tshuva. Could well be that it's talking about where he did tshuva. And if there's no raya that he's a rasha. The Raya of the Rif is from the fact that we paskin that even if there's no Isser, Machmas Acher, there's no Isser because of someone else, because of Yisrael, but of Mitzad of, even though you don't have the Shlemus of Isser to make a Chiyuv, it's still going to be an Isser. So we learned that Hu Adin, Bein Oysa Maisa Amcha, that's only a Mid and a Chiyuv. That since there's no Isser Mitzad Yisrael, so there's no chiyuv ba'av. But li'isur, you see there's still an isser. How do you see that? Because why can't the son be a shliach to give malchus to his father? We don't paskin, the Gemara doesn't paskin any unlike Rav Sheshes. The Gemara paskins this is an isser, mitzat chelek da'av. The Gemara concludes that there's an isser. Not a chiyuv, there's an isser. Why mitzat chelek da'av? Sheyesh no b'isser d'mako makal lovi. So the same then is going to apply to a Russia. Now, Zenachinami, when you're giving Malchus to this person, to this father, the Gemara is talking about, it's talking about where he did Tshuva. The raya is that it's no iser machmas acher. As when it comes to another guy, you're allowed to give him malchus. It's talking about you're allowed to give malchus. It's a tshuva, but you're still allowed to give him malchus. But still, in that same scenario, where to another guy you're allowed to give malchus, to your father you're not allowed to give malchus. Why are you not allowed to give malchus? You're not allowed to give malchus because he's your father. In other words, mitzad Yisrael, it's mutter to give him malchus. But if mitzad Yisrael, it's mutter to give him malchus, why aren't you allowed to give your father malchus? So it must be that by your father there's another element. And what is that? It's that he's your father. So maybe you can learn from this that hu adin if he's a Rasha. If he's a Rasha, you also have to mechabit him. Why? Because he's your father. Just like when we say that when somebody is chayv malchus, even if he did tshuva, but he's chayv malchus, how do you allow to give him malchus? The answer is that despite the fact that he's a Yisrael, it's kavod shemayim, you're allowed to give malchus. So we permit malchus, despite the fact that he's a Yisrael, we permit malchus. So when it comes to your father, what do we say? We say, no, 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 you can't give him malchus. Why not? Why not? Mitzad that he's Yisrael is permitted to give him malchus. The answer is mitzad that he's your father. Ah, mitzad that he's your father. So that means that even if he's a Rosh, you're also not allowed to give him malchus. You also have to mechabit him. Why? Because he's your father. That explains why there's an Isser, but not a Chiv. It's not a Heter Gamor. Because it says we don't agree with Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes is a heter gamor. But Rav Chisda, but the Gemara concludes that it's an iser. What's pshat in the iser? The iser is pshat is what we can see from the fact that it's when you're allowed to, it's talking about a sinner, you're allowed to give other people malchus even if they did tshuva. But you're allowed to give those other people malchus despite the fact that they're Yisrael. So that means that we're matur the Yisrael of Yisrael, the fact that he's a Jew. So that would mean that when it comes to your father, and in that scenario, when we're matur mitzad that he's a Jew, you're not allowed to give to your father. So that means even your father's a Rosh, you're not allowed to give to him. Because the same way you're not allowed to give him malchus when he's not a Rosh, because he's an Yisrael of father, even though we're matur the Yisrael mitzad Yisrael, so if he's a Rosh, we're also matur that Yisrael. Because we're also, it's also Aser, because he's your father. So in a chinami, we're matur the Yisur mitzad another person. It's not because he's Eino Isamaisa Amcha. It's talking about Rizos Isamaisa Amcha. V'achar miyatiro, what's it? How is it permitted to give someone else malchus? Meaning it's not permitted because he did tshuva. So he did tshuva, so how is it permitted to give him malchus? The answer is because it's Sutra Mechlala, because we permitted it. He permitted the Yisr Mitzat Yisrael. But just like we permitted the Yisr Mitzat Yisrael, so also by your father we permitted the Yisr Mitzat Yisrael. So why aren't you allowed to give your father who's a good guy malchus? Because he's your father. Ah, a father who's a good guy is your father. Father's a bad guy could also be your father. So that's the Pshara. That explains Shitas HaRif, the Rambam, proving the Rif's proof that you're Yadu Mechavid Aviv Rasha. From this Gemara that says, you know, the call Adam Nasir Shliach, the call Ena Ben Nasir Shliach Lavi, Vlo Kosev Lola Kalo, Kutsu Mises Medi. The fact that he can't be a Shliach, it must be that Yadu Mechavid, your father, is a Rasha. But again, it's not talking about a case where, in this particular scenario, is an Ezen Eno Esemais Amcha. As we thought in Pashas, the Raya was. He can't be a shliach, even though he's not a semai samcha. No, don't worry, he's a semai samcha. He did tshuva. But still, you're not allowed to give him malchus out to your father. And Mimela, the same would apply then to a Rasha. Because Rasha is also your father, if your father has shalom. So I hope it was clear. And there's actually more to say. Mitzvah Hashem, we have a beautiful Urayim to dissect. Scary, pun intended. And God should give us life and health. And the Mirtz Hashem, we will continue and see more Nefilos B'li Neder. Thanks for listening. Shalom, shalom.